Hello, my name's Kate Bowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 3rd of October 2009 and the time is 5:35 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
My name is Tom McGill, I'm 53 years old and I'm from Belfast.
And how are you today?
I'm a bit stressed.
What are you stressed about?
Well, just getting all the technical stuff into gear before we go. You know, I'm just conscious of time, really. That's all.
Okay. What was it that made you apply to be part of One Another?
It's a great idea. Anthony Gormley's come up with a great idea about using public space and giving people access to it to participate in the art, history, culture of the nation. It's a great idea, and I'm proud to be part of it.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how you wanted to spend your hour on it?
I spoke to my colleagues that I work with in Belfast, and we decided what would be the best use of my hour on the plinth.
And what decision did you make?
To represent the organisation, the charity that we work for. That's the Educational Shakespeare Company. We're an educational charity based in Belfast. ESC is an award-winning educational charity. The website is www.esc-film.com. We work with marginalised groups, including prisoners and ex-prisoners, homeless people and youth at risk. ESC has just created a world first, making a feature film with long-term prisoners and cast in a maximum security prison in Northern Ireland. And you can find out more about the film on our website, which is www.esc-film.com. Of the film, Michael Bogdanov said, "Stunning Shakespeare forged from the scrap heap of society." Augusta Boal, Nobel Prize nominee 2008, said, "You've helped prisoners be better citizens, transforming themselves and society around them." And that whole notion of transformation that Anthony Gormley talks about is, first of all, why we were attracted to the idea of, about his idea of using of art as transformation and how it can transform people and ultimately transform societies. So Ken Branagh said that our work was an important work that speaks eloquently, and Ken Loach said, "This is a strong and imaginatively conceived film. The actors are remarkable and the Northern Ireland voices are very powerful." So what ESC does is enable people to understand and transform their own lives by using their own stories as the material for creating drama and film. Turning their stories into films enables them to see where they are and where they want to be. It also helps their audience to understand where they're coming from and why they are the way they are at this point in their lives. So when people are given the opportunity to recognize and understand themselves, the knowledge gained often creates a radical transformation in their lives. They start to change in their own time and at their own pace. So you can learn more about our film work or make a donation at www.esc-film.com.
So you're going to represent your charity on the plinth today and all the work that you do. How are you going to do that?
Well, we had planned and we had edited an audio, a one-hour audio of drama, poetry, songs and comments from prisoners and ex-prisoners who've taken part in our work. So I have a CD, with all of those voices on it. And we're just waiting now to see if we can actually get the battery to power the CD player to share it with people in Trafalgar Square. Otherwise, I'm just going to have to remember what they said and or remember as much as they said and say it myself.
And what does it mean to you personally to stand on the fourth plinth?
It's a great honor, you know, to be part of this, because it's a world first, and it's a great opportunity to be here in the center of London and to be sharing exactly what I mean. For me, it's like a kind of symbol of the freedom of expression, and I think Anthony Gormley has done the nation a service in making the fourth plinth accessible to people. So, you know, it's a great idea, and I'm privileged and proud to be part of it.
And what's your role within the ESC?
I'm a founder member, and I'm currently the artistic director. So I directed the feature film that we made, which was an adaptation of Shakespeare's Macbeth with the men in the maximum security prison in Northern Ireland. And I'm also an ex-prisoner myself. So I've transformed my own life using creativity and using drama and using art. So I speak from first-hand experience when I'm talking about using art and education and creativity to transform lives, because I know that it works. And that's another reason why I really resonate with Anthony Gormley and his work, where transformation is such an important part of what he's trying to do.
How did you get to where you are today?
How did I get to where I am today? by a road less travelled, let's say. It's been a hard, tough journey, but I've really enjoyed it. And by following my passion, basically, by following what I love doing, and by keeping at it, and not being swayed by rejection and failure and all that kind of stuff. So I do it because I love doing it, and we're very lucky to have amazing, committed volunteers working with us to do the work that we do. So persistence, if I had to come up with one word, it's basically persistence is what's kept me here.
Did you experience anything like the work that the ESC does when you yourself were in prison?
No, I didn't. There was no opportunities for creativity when I was in prison. There was, the nearest I came to it was through education, and then through education I found creativity. But that was in the 70s when I was in prison. So, things have moved on quite a lot, and there's more opportunities for prisoners and people out, who've fallen through the education system or for whom the education system has failed, to find opportunities for creative expression. Because I believe that creative expression is a barometer of our health, and if we don't have access to creative expression, we're much less healthy. So it's imperative that more people become creative, because creativity is a wonderful way to keep ourselves healthy, to keep our relationships healthy, to keep everything healthy and happy and flowing. So I'm convinced by the power of creativity to transform people's lives.
Can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself?
Yeah.
Perhaps where you're from, maybe start there.
I'm from Belfast, and I grew up when the troubles or conflict was just beginning to happen in Northern Ireland, and so we moved when I was a child, about 12 years old, to England, and I found it very, very strange being, having a Belfast accent and living in England at that time. Britain has become much more multicultural society now, but in the late 60s, it was very, very racist, it was very bigoted, it was very sectarian, and it wasn't a really nice place to be for immigrants, because that's basically what we were. We were the kind of like a wave of Irish immigrants coming into England. And so I experienced a lot of racism when I came to England first. But, I also made a lot of great friends as well. And then it was later that I found out that my parents were actually from a mixed marriage, which I didn't know before. So that means one person was Catholic and one was Protestant. I found out my mum was Catholic. And that was a revelation to me, when I was 23 years old, to find that out. And So what it made me want to do is examine my own cultural identity and find out who I was and where I came from and find out why my mum had hidden this secret from us all of her life. And so it kind of brought me back to Belfast. So I was away from Belfast for 22 years and didn't come back. You know, when I got out of prison, I went into education and I did my O-levels and A-levels, and then I went to university, got a degree, came out of university and went and worked as an actor for 14 years and toured all around England, Scotland and Wales. I suppose the highlight was playing the Donmar Warehouse in Covent Garden. That was great, after we won a Fringe First and a Perrier Pick of the Fringe Award at Edinburgh. And that was great. That was a wonderful experience. And that was in 1986 in a play called Hooligans. And so then I got into, after acting, I got into directing. I met a guy called Ulissa Amadou Madi from Chapeltown in Leeds, who introduced me to directing. And I learned that from him. Went to work with Buganda African Theatre Company for a couple of years in Leeds. And then I went to university. I did an MA in cultural studies. And where are we? 1991. About 91, I went back to Belfast and began to find out who I was and where I came from. So I went to work in an area called the New Lodge, which is a working class area of North Belfast. And you know, I'm from North Belfast originally, and so going back there was an amazing experience because it enabled me to find my roots and find out about my family and find out about my mother and my grandmother and where they were from. And I was able to go there and kind of make peace with myself, really, because I was very, very confused about who I was. I was ashamed of who I was. I hated myself, I hated my name, I hated Belfast, I hated all that. And that's what actually drove me back to Belfast, to find out all of those things about myself and to make peace with myself, really. And I did. And then 1993, I went to work with Michael Bogdanoff's English Shakespeare Company. And so that brought me back to London. They were based in Bedford Square, which is not too far from here, and I worked there for a couple of years and really enjoyed working with Michael. And and then Michael asked me to set up a branch of the English Shakespeare Company in Belfast, but I dropped the English and substituted it for educational. So that's how ESC was born, because ESC, you know, when I was in London, was the English Shakespeare Company, and they used to do national tours everywhere. So I planted a seed, or Michael helped me plant a seed in Belfast. And so ESC, and he was the first patron of the company, Michael. And then Augusto Boal, who's recently died in May this year, became a patron of the company. And we're very, very lucky, you know, in terms of our patrons and the support that they give us. So that's a bit about me and a bit about my journey.
And now you're artistic director of this company. What are your ambitions for it?
I want us to do another Shakespeare. I want us to adapt. I want us to adapt another Shakespeare play for film. I want us to do The Tempest next and set it in a prison. And the guy who played Duncan in Mickey B, I want him to play Prospero. So I'd like to raise about £500,000, which is not a lot of money in terms of filmic terms, but it's a lot of money to us. I'd like to raise about £500,000 to make this feature film using ex-prisoners now, based on The Tempest. That's what I'd like to do next. That's our next project.
What were your three words that you chose to describe yourself, your profile?
Creating, radical, transformation.
And And who are you doing this for today?
I'm doing it for the Educational Shakespeare Company, esc-film.com.
Before you go and stand on the plinth, is there anything else you'd like to mention or to say, any closing words?
I would just like to say to all of the volunteers who work for ESC for nothing, Kirsten, Tim, Fiona, Simon, Nigel, Lisa, Sam, Tom, all of them who work for nothing, and many, many, many more. I'd just like to say thank you, all you guys, for making this possible. Thank you.
Thank you.